I've just been listening to Irish radio, and I've just heard a man say that 85% of Irish children today have never climbed a tree. So this is an opportunity, I thought, to write a poem, because I had this idea of children who've never climbed a tree. It's a powerful image, especially when you combine it with the lines of verse that say, I know that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. Now, I can't remember who wrote that, but it's a very powerful couplet, is it not? The reason I had the microphone, the earbuds in my mouth, was that I wanted to save you the noise of the earbuds banging against my jacket. But I thought talking to you with the earbud wire, if you like, in my mouth was very constricting. So there we have it, you know. 85% of children in Ireland have never climbed a tree. Were you a tree climber when you were young? Did you climb trees? Did you fall off trees? Did you swing off trees? Did you see trees as places of adventure? Did you build a tree house? Did you imagine building a tree house? Did you read Enid Blyton about tree houses? Did you throw sticks up at conker trees in order to knock conkers off the off down? Did you collect hazelnuts? Did you roast nuts? Anyway, what have trees meant in your life? Did you hide behind trees when people were looking for you? Did you carve your initials in the barks of trees? By the way, this isn't the poem, but it does actually have, it might be a better poem than I was thinking of originally. I started to compose something in my head, and this is going to be much less fluid because I have to kind of remember what I was going to compose in my head, and it went a little bit, I'm going to hope it comes out now because I can't think what I wrote in my head, but it goes a little bit like this. The children, they never climb the trees these days. The children rest on ladders. No growing rungs for these. No heights to scale. And anyway, I'm going to stop because I had something that sounded to me much better earlier on. So let me tell you a little bit about the last fragment of the radio show that I heard. I heard Marion Finucane, who's the most popular radio presenter in Ireland on a Saturday and on Sunday. I heard her chip into the conversation that children aren't allowed to get a graze their knee, cut their knee anymore. And I grew up with dirty knees. I don't think I ever was capable or interested in coming back into the house with anything other than dirty knees. We had grass growing in the front of our house and in the back of our house, and I might be playing football there and I might do, you know, a skid tackle. That would be one possibility. I might also be the goalkeeper, and that would, of course, make dirty a lot more than my knees. I might climb trees, and you know how you climb trees and you rub your knees against the trunk of the tree, against the bark of the tree, and that discolors your knees. I might well have come back in with dashes of blood, we'll say. I mean, why were trees evolved in the history of human life other than to provide a place for safety so that creatures could get out of the way of other creatures and survive? Why else were trees evolved other than to provide humanoids, maybe chimpanzees, with places to live safely while saber-toothed tigers walked underneath? Why else were trees built than to give human beings a canopy over which to, or under which to shelter, to live, to be safe? Why else were trees evolved than to provide humans with the pleasure of seeing light catching the leaves, light watching the leaves turn rust, turn yellow, turn fit to drop in the autumn? Why else do we have trees than to give people a chance to practice becoming trapeze artists? I mean, you can't become a trapeze artist, surely, unless you've climbed trees and swung upside down on them. And I imagine any of you who are into yoga and want to end up, you know, in a lotus position standing on your head, which of course those of you who are big into yoga will know to be a particular position in yoga. But how else would you practice for that than hanging upside down off a low hanging branch? Why else would there be trees if it wasn't to give us apples and pears and plums and peaches and whatever else, whatever other fruits? And those of you who are, you know, into wild scavenging, if that's the word, it isn't the right word, you know, people like Black 112 Cat, you know, Black 73 Cat and Turbo Stream, and hopefully he's all right and keeping well. Pilgrim Chris, maybe he's on the Camino, who knows? Maybe he's pacing a Camino from north to south and back again. Anyway, Chris, if you're listening to this, I say all this in jest, of course. And if there's anything serious, look, I'm with you in spirit at least. So yeah, why else are trees? Why else? Give me five other reasons why we have trees. I mean, don't tell me that we have trees in order to cut them down and in order to make, you know, tables, in order to make toy swords, in order to make, you know, splinters to get our fingers cut in order to build fires. No, don't tell me that. Don't tell me trees were evolved in order to turn themselves into utilitarian objects. Just tell me that trees were evolved in order to enable us to cut trees that had fallen down and carve them into works of art. Yeah, just tell me how dreadful it is that there aren't trees in public parks with a sign on them saying, "Please climb me. Please climb me." And another sign saying, "You know, climb at your own risk." Or that was a law brought in to say that nobody could ever be sued because a child climbed on their tree, and that it's only because their tree fell down on top of a person that there could be a claim made. But that nothing less than the tree falling down on top of them was allowable as a... Why not bring in a law like that and encourage children to climb up the trees, to look and see what it's like? I mean, if you don't have a mountain in your back garden, you might as well climb a tree, and that'll give you a long view. You know, it may be hard for you to get out to the mountain, but from, you know, what other way can you change your viewpoint? I mean, we all know it's a good thing to have, to not be stuck in one viewpoint. So surely that would lead us to think that it's a good thing to climb a tree. Never is there more contrast than when you climb a tree to the top and you look down and you look around and you look across to see where other trees are. Oh, don't we all dream of going to the Amazon putting on ropes and climbing right up to the top, into the canopy, getting above it even. Don't we all dream of doing that? Okay, I know you don't. You prefer be up in a hot air balloon, I suppose. But aren't trees the most wonderful thing that has been evolved? And if 85% of people in your country, and I'm not sure what the stats are, I'm not sure I should even rely upon that man who spoke on the radio, but he did sound like as if, you know, he had a tree full of knowledge. Are trees what we need to make paper? Are trees the fount of all knowledge? Is a tree not the greatest metaphor that has ever been evolved? The trunk, the branches, the leaves. Surely there's a lot to be said, a lot more to be said about trees than 85% of people haven't climbed them. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let us give praise for the tree. I know that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. Bye from Cork, bye from on a very wet day. Bye.